From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Megan Kelly. Welcome to Consider This in Boston. The leaked draft opinion showing the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade has made abortion a hot campaign issue in elections across the country. That's true even in New England, where, for the most part, abortion is expected to remain legal even if the court strikes down Roe. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has been reporting on how the debate is affecting the U.S. Senate race in New Hampshire, and he joins us now to tell us more. Hey, Anthony. Thanks for coming on today.
Hey, Megan. Good to be here.
So you've been following Senator Maggie Hassan's reelection bid. How is this abortion issue affecting that race up in New Hampshire?
Well, Hassan, a Democrat, faces a tough re-election fight. Republicans have identified her seat as one of the keys in their effort to retake the Senate. So this is one of the races that everybody's watching. There are several Republicans running against her. We don't know who's going to be the final candidate. And Hassan says protecting abortion rights is now a central issue in her campaign. So here she is speaking recently at Planned Parenthood in Concord at a gathering of the state's top Democrats.
We cannot let politicians, whether they be in Washington or in Concord, take away a woman's freedom.
And Megan, passions are running really high in New Hampshire on both sides of the abortion issue. Let me play you just a little bit of tape from a couple of weeks ago when a state representative, a Republican named Susan DeLemus, confronted abortion rights demonstrators outside the state capitol, accusing them of murder. Here she is.
Shame on you, killing babies! Shame on you!
Wow, that sounds really, really intense. So can you give us some background on access to abortion rights in New Hampshire right now? How is that playing out?
Well, it's worth noting that Republican Governor Chris Sununu says he's pro-choice, but it's also worth noting that New Hampshire is the only state in New England that hasn't codified Roe v. Wade into state law. And the Republican legislature just defeated an effort to try to do that. It also imposed new restrictions on abortion, including banning most abortions after 24 weeks and requiring anyone seeking the procedure to get an ultrasound. So Senator Hassan warns that if Roe falls, abortion access could further erode in New Hampshire. Here she is.
We have been concerned about the United States Supreme Court overturning something as fundamental as Roe v. Wade, but I think people couldn't quite believe that it would actually happen. And now that it's here, they are outraged.
So it's happening in New Hampshire. There's a lot of controversy, but it's also affecting a number of congressional races across the country. How do you think that issue is going to play out in other contests?
Well, that's the big question. Democrats hope it will help them retain control of Congress at a time when President Biden's popularity has sunk and inflation has soared. Maggie Hassan's Republican opponents favor tougher limits on abortions. One of them is State Senate President Chuck Morse. He helped pass the 24-week abortion ban and opposed codifying Roe v. Wade into state law. Another is Kevin Smith, who I talked to. Smith led a Christian advocacy group and is avowedly anti-abortion. He says he supports the leaked draft decision because he says it will bring the abortion debate back to the states where he says it belongs. Smith also says that Democrats like Maggie Hassan are raising the alarm to distract voters from the real issue,
which is the economy. Whether it's the prices at the pump, inflation everywhere you go, 401ks and stocks are tanking.
So yeah, the economy is really on people's minds these days. And what about that, Anthony? A lot of people are concerned about it. So what is Senator Hassan saying?
Well, it's true. The economy is a huge issue, but Senator Hassan and other New Hampshire Democrats say so are abortion rights. And with Roe on the verge of being toppled, they say it matters more than ever who's representing the people of New Hampshire in Washington. Hassan points out that Republican Senator Leader Mitch McConnell wouldn't even rule out pursuing a nationwide abortion ban. So she says this is an issue that matters to voters.
This is a large majority pro-choice state. Elections matter. Granite staters know it. And I think this is an issue that they will vote on.
But Megan, opponents of abortion say the prospect of overturning Roe v. Wade is energizing them as well. I spoke to Jason Hennessy. He's president of New Hampshire Right to Life. And he told me that he welcomes the draft opinion and the attention that it's brought to the abortion debate.
I guess it gives us a much better opportunity to get our message out. We're happy about that, and we hope more people will see the unborn as people who deserve some sort of rights.
Okay, so what do we actually know about the way people in New Hampshire feel about the abortion issue and how it might actually affect the race for Senate?
Well, at this point, it's sort of a jump ball. I mean, polling suggests that New Hampshire voters do care more about economic issues than hot button social issues such as abortion. So that might help Republicans in November. That's what Andy Smith told me. He directs the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. But on the other hand, Smith says that a solid majority of New Hampshire voters want to keep abortion legal, which could help Democrats. So Smith says it's just too soon to know who the issue will help the most.
My view is it probably motivates Democrats more than Republicans, simply because anger is a greater motivating force than cheering your party on.
But Megan, really, nobody knows for sure. What we do know is that voters are going to be hearing a lot more about abortion as the nation braces for a post-Roe world.
Okay, so finally, Anthony, we've been focused on New Hampshire. What about here in Massachusetts? How is the abortion debate playing out in political races here?
Well, I think it's a less potent issue for a couple of reasons. First, Massachusetts has codified abortion rights into state law. That means that if Roe v. Wade is overturned, abortion will remain accessible and legal in Massachusetts. Second, Massachusetts has an all-Democratic congressional delegation, and that's not about to change. It's not going to be an issue in November. Democrats also dominate on Beacon Hill, and they're in a strong position to win the governor's race. So at least for the near future, abortion rights will remain protected in Massachusetts, no matter what happens in Washington.
Well, Anthony, it'll be really interesting to see how this all plays out in November. Thank you so much for keeping us informed on this.
It's my pleasure, Megan. Good to talk to you.
That's WBUR political reporter Anthony Brooks. And for more on the abortion landscape here in Massachusetts, tune in to Consider This on Wednesday for a conversation with WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel. Before we go, here's what else is going on. This weekend's sweltering heat may have had you wondering how you're going to stay cool this summer. Well, for those of you who thought another air conditioner might do the trick, be warned. Hardware stores are saying ACs will cost more this year. They're blaming supply chain issues. Carlos Uberi is the manager at Hometown Ace Hardware in Gloucester. He says his store has been trying to plan ahead to make sure it has ACs on shelves this summer.
We are buying ahead of time. We also are buying more than usual so that to avoid a shortage at the warehouse.
Eastman's Home and Hardware in Falmouth had a similar strategy. Manager Zach Gomond said the store bought up ACs before last Christmas for fear there wouldn't be any left by July.
So instead of buying the 3, 4, 5, 6 that we originally would have bought, instead I'm buying like 30, 40, 50 units ahead of time and then just selling through them throughout the summer instead of replenishing every week.
But if the supply chain issues continue, some stores could run out entirely. In political news, the Massachusetts Republican Party will have two candidates for governor on its September primary ballot. At the GOP's state convention over the weekend, delegates got behind Jeff Diehl, who's endorsed by former President Donald Trump. But Diehl does have a challenger. Businessman Chris Doty got nearly 30% of the vote, nearly double what he needs to appear on the ballot in the Republican primary in September.
It was uphill the entire way. We worked so hard. Basically nonstop, 7 days a week, at least 12 hours a day.
For his part, Diehl said he remains focused on beating the Democrats in the fall.
Nothing changes with our situation here today. We are reaching out to all voters that are going to be voting in November.
Democrats hold their convention in 2 weeks. And that's all for today. You can keep up with the latest news by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We're at WBUR everywhere. And you can follow me on Twitter, too. I'm at Megan B. Kelly. From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Megan Kelly. See you tomorrow. Hey there. A lot of people listen to Consider This at the end of the day, and NPR's up first in the morning. But a lot of the actual news happens in the middle of the day. And the team bringing the best information about that news, as it happens, is the team behind WBUR and NPR's show Here and Now. And yes, there is a podcast version. So want more of the best news reporting from public radio around the country? Check out Here and Now. Find it in the same place you found this podcast, wherever you listen. Just search Here and Now.